Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And last night, Clint, you went, and first off, Brandon's here, Figgy's here. I want to give a standing ovation to Clint Sterner. I got to get this to my guy, Clint.
What happened?
There's no way in hell that I thought you were going to last as long as you did last night at that opening night. I tried to, in the nicest way possible, express to you, this probably ain't your thing. Oh, but I want to see it. I felt bad I didn't go last year. And I'm thinking to myself, nothing about this says Clint Sterner. I can see the annoyance. And Clint, he lasted at least an hour, I think, maybe.
I was trying to wait you guys out and see if y'all wanted to leave with me. I felt bad leaving with the vehicle, but it got to a point where I was like, I can't go no more.
Yeah, no, I saw you. And then you felt better because you had gotten one person to go with you, and Brandon, who was going to go with him. But Brandon was only going because he thought we was all going, and then he was like, we got to get D-Hop and stuff. And so you bounced. So I'm proud of you. There ain't no way I thought to say, boy, this ain't – we all said it to each other. This ain't Clint's thing.
I'm going to tell you, Ron, and if I go too long here, just interrupt me.
Somebody put a tripod on his foot.
I've tried fixing to say. If you want the rudest group of people that you've ever been around, it's media people, particularly camera people and reporters. I mean, just blatant disregard for my big ass standing on two blades of grass in the whole stadium. My man, I'm just trying to listen to Jalen Hurts and watch how he handles the media, which, by the way, straight class act. I mean, there's not a fake bone in dude's body. What you see is what you get. But anyway, I'm sitting there listening, and this dude walks up, and he's probably, I'd say, early 40s. Looks like he's about 60, but I'd say early 40s. And he opens up this tripod, and literally he got three legs. He sits one of them on top of my left foot. I said, man, are you kidding me?
See, Clint in here about to fight somebody.
And he didn't even acknowledge. Like, he didn't even look at me. Like, I'm literally I was honest to God, no exaggeration. My lips were 12 inches from his ear when I said, are you kidding me? And he didn't even look at me. And then he just continues to move closer and kind of nudge me out of the way. So, and I'm like, man, I'm not even in the scrum. I mean, what are we doing here? I was just at that point. I was like, nah, I got to get up out of here, man. And by the way, they just, I don't know if it's always been like this, but they let anybody and everybody.
Well,
in
yeah.
There.
So everybody, as you go out there, everybody is getting any kind of content. Like I think any of you right now at your house, if you
applied as soon as the Super Bowl's over, you can get in there next year. Bring your camera. And here's the other thing: the youngsters, because it's mostly youngsters. The old heads are still fighting, trying to do it their way. The youngsters. Walking, and I'm talking about it's packed, man. Walking, with their phone on one of them long sticks, videoing themselves
they're doing the show right
doing
there.
An interview or a show as they're walking through this crowd, like just walk. I mean, just it's wild. And if I'd have got hit with one more backpack. The little dude with the backpack on it that his body gets through and then he turns real quick and he bangs you with the backpack and acts like you don't even feel it. I'm like,
and the dude that got a Stanley in one of them that's just banging you.
Yes, yeah. I'm just like, hey man, yeah. This is unbelievable. I understand. I'm not knocking these people wrong because they got to. If you ain't like that, you got to get in or you ain't gonna get your work done. You ain't gonna be worth a damn. But hey man, that's a life I can't lead, man.
So we were deep in it. And we were going around trying to get some content, and we put some out, and you've seen some of the stuff that Ficky's put out. We talked to some players, so we're trying to get around there and get players, and I'm just, you know, having fun, whatever. And I get the sense from Ficky, damn it, come on, Ron, come on, get in there. I was not aggressive enough. I was not aggressive enough in just going in. I could feel the disappointment coming from Figgy's dreads. I could just feel it. Like at one point he said, "Hey man, you gotta get in there." And it's really hard for me with female reporters, and I think they know it. And the female women, I think they know it.
There ain't no doubt.
They're coming in and like. I think Figgy was like, "Here, box her out. Use your weight." I could just feel it. And I apologize, Figgy. I think we got some stuff. We could have got some more. But I felt at one point I tried to slide it in real quick. Like, "Hey, you want to switch? You want to get one?" Because I feel like Figgy. The way Figgy was looking was like, "Damn it, just let me get my hands on it. Let me get in there."
You know what? I got a little irritated, not because of you, because this was my first time.
It's
doing
okay.
This.
You can say it.
So I got there. I'm like, "Okay, this is what type of time we on." And you see a little, like, we sitting there waiting for one person to finish their little deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we going to step in. And then you see a little cute little girl come in. "Hi, Jalen. So what's your favorite color?" A
couple of them was ugly, too.
And they interviewing somebody for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, a couple of them were ugly, too.
Yeah, the Charles Amenahue one, I thought Figgy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought he was gonna fight somebody. Now, luckily, Figgy stepped back because
I realized who it was.
Yeah, the TV channel took him from us. We had him, but Figgy,
this lady was hogging up Charles Amenahue.
Charles Amenahue, and then
about 10-15 minutes,
and I thought it was our turn, and then somebody slid in, and Figgy. hey, come on, man, you got to get it in right now. As soon as it gets done, gotta get it. I felt like, damn, yeah. I'm really disappointed.
Ron wants to get in there and shift his weight to each foot a few times, get planted in.
Well,
and
then,
look here, my name's Show.
I'm trying to be a gentleman, you know, here, and these cats in here, yo, I got you. I'm like, yo, damn. Like,
hey, man,
you see it's my turn here, man. You know you just walked up from out there.
Ron, I told the boss man on the way over here when I was dropping the fellas off midday. I said, hey, man, I hope you know, man. Like, I try to bring value in as many places as I possibly can. Like, I'm trying. And I went over there last night. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, boss, man, if I got to do that right there to keep my job, just go ahead and get me up out of here. That is not – I just can't – there is zero – I'm like, I mean, zero – I'd feel terrible. If I did a – like, if I'd have set my tripod on somebody's foot, I would have lost my position when I was apologizing. Like, I would not – there ain't no way
he
in hell I'd
– thought about not doing it.
Oh, that dude didn't think about me one bit. He was steadily thinking about how he could get in front of me. Yeah, no, it ain't. But you're right. The media world done figured it out. The higher-ups, if you find you an aggressive female, that's the way to go right there. She's going to get more front row video content than
find
anybody.
Find you a cute woman. She
that's
can just
it.
Step in and she get whatever she
that's
want,
it.
Man.
That's
and,
it.
And off of last night, a couple of ugly ones too. But Biggie, it was Justin Watson. That was the one I felt the most from Figgy. I think four women slid in front of me. So they were coming out off the side, and the chick from NFL Network. I said, "Here, man, let me walk away, man." I said, man, I wanted to tell Figgy, man, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
I know. We got some.
And see, this wasn't like a regular media scrum where people just everybody just surrounding the player and just throwing out questions.
Right.
They were doing like 10-minute one-on-one interviews.
Tell the truth, Figgy. You wanted to take that damn mic from me, didn't you?
Nah, I didn't. real talk, I thought you was doing a good job, man.
See, this is
but,
nice as hell,
but man. I'm like, Ron, don't let these cute little girls or ugly girls
that's the word
jump in front of you, man.
Yeah, they did. I just figure it's a deal of like, hey man, you saw me, I'm behind her. You know, you got me, you gonna go after me. No.
Yeah.
They just slide in like you ain't standing there.
I don't know what the NFL is thinking.
What do you mean?
Like that cannot be the best way to get done what you're trying to get done. It just absolutely cannot.
I bet the players hate it. Boy, they down there for a smooth hour, just people coming up and doing anything.
What's your favorite color?
Oh, there's
what's your favorite food?
One of them, I don't know who he was because I couldn't see his number on his chest, but he was sitting there talking to another one, and he was like, man, they must just give anybody a press pass to get in this thing.
Yeah, and
I can't believe that they – I'll be honest with you, I cannot believe that they released – all the players into that mess.
They've released the hounds, baby.
And I cannot believe.
They don't reach the
I mean,
top.
I guess the security at this thing getting in and out is absolutely unbelievable. Like, there's, I mean, I had a guy jump down my throat because I didn't check out quick enough leaving the building. I was like, hey, man, I got you, man. I didn't know I was supposed to check out when I was leaving. I got you. I'm just trying to find a damn bus. But yeah, that's wild to think that they just, because you had some. I mean, you got like old Juergens, the offensive lineman. Is that right?
Yeah.
With the bad back.
Yeah.
That had to play emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's out there walking around amongst a bunch of fools.
And
what are we doing?
And I think that's my thing for me is there are some people who have a level of aggressiveness and they hard about this that I just like. It seemed like you need this more than I do. Like the way they're staring. They're in here. They're staring down. I mean, they got a fire lit on their ass. They're standing here, and I'm like, here, man, go ahead and take it, man. I'll go next.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it was a couple times. I'm like, maybe he got a school project or something, man.
I was school project. You're right.
I was boxed out, multiple like leg in, and like I mean, it was like got a body on me, leg in across the way, boxed out. And got in, I said.
They had you in the paint, said, brother.
Hey, there was a dude in there dressed up like a genie. Painted blue.
Good-looking fella, too.
Painted blue. Asking players if they – like he had like a shoebox or some kind of box that was painted. He said, you want this? That was his question. Well, you want this box? And he'd pull something else out. You want this? Literally, full head, genie gear, all the genie gear and everything on. Genie in a bottle. Like, how does that happen? Like, what do we do? What's NFL doing?
I will say this. Nothing was better than Jameis last night.
Yeah, Jameis is great.
Jameis, we got Jameis. He's just walking around trying to throw – was he trying to throw cookies to D-Hop? And he couldn't catch it.
I caught him, Ron. I caught him in a – like just a sidebar convo with somebody that he recognized. Like, they were all walking through, and I was just watching him. And some guy, he walked past him and came back and started talking to the guy. And it is the intensity in his eyes and in his
– he's working. He is serious.
But it was just a general – it wasn't on camera or anything. It was just a general conversation with a dude that clearly – this guy clearly wasn't a player, by the way. But he was just so passionate and so energetic, man. It was just like, wow. Dude, he's going to crush it in that TV stuff, man, especially if they keep him in that kind of freestyle out in the mix. He's going to crush it.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.